The river. River's source. Rivulet. Small stream. Eastern rivulet Hoxton to Long Wall. Western rivulet Islington to Long Wall. At Long Wall, rivulets become River Walbrook. From Long Wall to Walbrook Wharf. At Walbrook Wharf, River Walbrook joins River Thames. River's source.
River Walbrook, stream of the ancient Britons.
Source of the River Walbrook.
12th century, William Fitzstephen's in Life of St. Thomas.
Survey records the Walbrook source. R. Yard
on
Kelsey.
The north side of fields and pastures, springs, and a delightful plain of meadow land, of interspersing London, with flowing streams. Associations by Alfred records its Stanley entry into the Ford. City. A great marsh or sheet of water washing the walls of the city.
Walking
on the north
on the water,
side.
City Life magazine
records its passage
Bruce
in the
Dunfield,
city.
1974.
Stopped up by divers filth and dung therein by persons who have houses along the said
London.
Course.
Nicholas Barton.
1374. Land at Moorfield leased to Brewer, requiring that he
London under
keep
London,
the moor well and properly,
a subterranean
cleared
gun.
Of dung and other filth thrown or deposited
Richard
therein.
Trench,
he taking for very
Ellis
latrine
Hillman,
built upon the said watercourse, 12 pence yearly.
Edition.
1463. Royal Act orders that such as have ground on either side of the Walbrook should vault and pave it over as far as his grounds extends. John Stowe, historian, author of Survey of London, 100 years later. The course of the Walbrook is now hidden underground and thereby hardly known.
Rivers past. Rivers past, present, future. Port.
We're at Cannon Street Station, adjacent to Platform 7. My name is Brian Brennan, and I'm the Connex Station Manager for Cannon Street. There is no recollection of the Walbrook causing us any operational difficulties at Cannon Street. There is a pumping house beside Cannon Street Station. It's located at the bottom of Platform 1. The pump is purely there as an overflow to manage the height level of the Thames. The peak hours at Cannon Street Station Monday to Friday are 0700 to 10 o'clock.
Rising.
And then from 1600 to 1900.
Falling.
The flow of commuters is very much concentrated into London. There are very few commuters who come to Cannon Street to leave London, particularly in the morning.
Current.
There's approximately 50,000 passengers who enter the station and approximately 500-750 who leave the station in the morning. In the evening, there is a more bi-directional flow, possibly with people coming into the city in the evenings and possibly for social. But in terms of morning time, it's very work-orientated and very business-orientated, and the vast majority of those 50,000 come in between 7:30 and 9:30. In the evening at Cannon Street, the majority of commuters are trying to get home and get to places like Dover, Folkestone and Hastings, and even local areas like Sidcup and Greenwich. There is a more staggered withdrawal of people from London in the evening due to the work times that people finish and possibly going out socially in the evening also. It's quite an even flow between the morning and evening peaks, but it's just more staggered in the evening. We still would anticipate about 50,000 people leave Cannon Street Station between the hours of 1600 and 1940. Within the morning and evening period at Cannon Street Station, the trains arrive approximately every 2 to 2.4 minutes. Trains are arriving or leaving this station. We have 7 platforms here, so obviously we have a lot of trains coming in and going out. We have approximately 54 trains within the times of the peak periods, i.e. 7 till 10 or 1600 to 1900 at Cannon Street Station. There is a swell as people come onto the station in the morning, and there's a swell as people leave in the evening. What we do have is, while people are waiting for platforms, we've quite a bit of build-up on the concourse, and then people then fan out to their respective trains and locations for departures from Cannon Street Station. Absolutely jam-packed there, and it'll just then release. Particularly in the evening peak at Cannon Street Station, it does become a controlled surge, particularly since the implementation of automatic ticket gates and the way that people are directed towards platforms. Cannon Street Station is quite unique. If you compare and contrast it with London Bridge Station, which is very much an interchange station, Cannon Street Station, 75% of the commuters in the morning would actually leave this station by foot. We would have approximately 20% who would interchange with the London Underground, 5% who simply change trains.
Monday, March 4, 2002. FTSE 100 up 483 at 5217.3. 3i up 29. Abbey National up 10.75. Allied Dominic up 1. Alliance and Leicester up 1. Amersham down 3.5. Anglo-American up 28.
That on the site before the Bank of England buildings were there, that was the site of the old rectory. Walbrook used to flow from Tokenhurst Yard underneath the east end of the church. And then crosses what is now Lothbury, underneath the Bank of England, through towards the Mansion House along there, Walbrook itself, and towards Cannon Street, and then presumably emptying itself into the Thames. Where would it be? The northwest side of the church. Water coming up from between the flagstones, and definitely wasn't water from the roof. It seemed to definitely have a source that was below ground. And certainly, the people who've been here for years and years and years, and the people who have looked after this building for years, always point to it as the Walbrook. But as with everywhere in the city, the history of the city is a mixture of established fact and historically recorded fact, and just the views of people who've heard it from people before. I mean, about 15 years ago, there was obviously some kind of water rising from 4 to 6 Tokenhurst Yard, which then was very clearly felt to be the water coming up. But that was about 20 years ago, and there's been no problems ever since. Yes, past history for me, and in a building that I'm not responsible for. But having talked to the church archivist, that was the last he could remember of it.
45. ICI, unchanged.
What profit hath a man of all his labour, which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth for ever. The sun also riseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteneth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth towards the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again.